is Ricky available, please?
Speaker.
Hi, Ricky. How are you? It's James calling from MMA Legal. You requested that we give you a call in relation to your Scottish redress abuse claim. Is that right?
Aye.
Would you in childcare, Ricky? Would you in childcare?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I was okay when I was younger, that.
Yeah, so we're one of seven solicitors. My name's James Thompson. We're one of seven solicitors that have been authorised on behalf of the Scottish Government to make claims for anybody that was in child services when they were younger. So if you've suffered from any sort of physical mental abuse, you do have the right to claim. Now, the average compensation amount at this moment in time is around about £45,000 that we are recovering from the Scottish Government per case. Okay.
Yes.
So all I need to do, Ricky, I just need to go for a claim form with you. It's going to take about 5 minutes.
Yep,
and then we'll
get
a form of ID from you, and then we'll get it sent through to the solicitors. Okay.
Yeah, that's champion. Yep.
Is that all right? Brilliant.
Yep.
So bear with me a moment, Ricky. I'm just going to bring a claim form now for you.
Right.
All right.
No worries. Yep. No worries.
No problem. So Ricky, on our file register we have your name is Mr. Ricky Taylor. We
yep.
have a email address as rtclan2019@outlook.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
That is correct. Do you have access to your emails, yeah?
Yes, I do, yeah. Yep.
Brilliant. Okay, Ricky, I'm gonna start. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's 10/06/1963. Just a young guy.
Yeah, he's still young. Still plenty of life left in you. Just confirm your address for me, please. Postcode, if you don't mind, please, Ricky.
It's 3/1, Cloganstone
yep.
Close, Echo Hotel
yep.
143 Foxtrot Alpha.
Brilliant stuff. And it's 1/3, you said, correct?
No, 3/1.
3/1, I do apologise.
Yep.
Bear with me just one moment, buddy. I'm just grabbing that information, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
There we go. I'm going to pop that onto your file now.
Yep.
Contact telephone number we have for you, the best one we have is the one that I'm ringing you on today, is that right?
Yep, that's correct, yep. 0759-333-0473, yep.
That's the one, no problem at all. Email address, I've already confirmed that with yourself.
Yeah.
Next, I need to know, have you been known by any other names at all?
Well, obviously my name's Richard, but I get called Ricky, so I don't know if that's...
Okay.
But apart from that, no, my name's always been Richard Taylor.
Yeah, it's fine, it's always been Richard Taylor, that's fine,
yeah.
No problem at all. What's the name of your local doctors, your local GP surgery?
It's Sighthill Medical Practice on Calder Road.
Is that in Edinburgh, is that correct?
Yeah, that's Edinburgh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it here, no problem at all.
Yeah.
Give me just one
and
moment.
My doctor is Dr. Brown.
Okay. Thank you very much. Just going to place that onto your file. Sorry, just confirm your age for me again, please, Richard.
I'm 62, 63 this year.
Okay, that's fine. We have to ask this question, okay. Do you have any terminal illness at all?
I've got osteoporosis.
Okay. Brilliant. Right, so what I'm now going to next ask is, we need to put on your report your parents' names. Do you know who your parents are? Are they still with us at all?
No, both are dead.
Okay, so I need to take your parents' names to place them onto your report. What was your mother called?
My mother was called Jean Cummings, because she got married again.
Jean Cummings, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know Jean's date of birth at all?
I can't remember my mum's date. But
if you don't, it's not a problem at all. We just have to ask that for the record, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Ricky, your father's name, can you just confirm that for me, please?
My father is William Rob Taylor, and he passed away in 2010.
Okay, you don't know his date of birth, do you?
His birth is the 3rd, is the 2nd, 1929.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so next question. There's only a couple more questions, then I'm going to go on to the children's home side of things and take a statement from you, okay? Do you remember how old you were when you went into child services?
I went to child services when I was about, I don't know what I'm saying.
Roughly?
Probably about 10.
10 years old.
Okay, yeah.
That's fine. Do you remember any home addresses prior to you going into childcare services? Do you remember any addresses at all?
Well, I know the names of the places, but obviously the assessment centre in Liberton in Edinburgh.
I mean a home address before going into child services. Do you remember where you lived beforehand?
A home address. Was 69/5.
69/5. Yep.
Wester Hills Drive.
How are you spelling that, bud?
It's Wester, as in Wester, and Hales, H-A-I-L-E-S, Drive, and that's in Edinburgh.
Drive.
Yep.
Okay, bear with me a moment. So it's Leicester Hills Drive, is that correct?
Yeah, Wester. W-E-S-T-E-R. Yeah, Wester Hills.
Oh, there we go. I've got it. Give me a moment. I can see that. In Edinburgh, EH42ST.
Yeah.
I've got that there. No problem. Do you have any brothers or sisters? Any siblings at all?
I have a big sister and a little brother.
Okay. Still in contact with them at all, or do you not speak with them this day?
Yeah, we just started getting in contact. My mum passed away a couple of years ago, and her wishes, we got kept in touch with each other. We hadn't spoke to each other for a long, long time, but since my mum's death, we've been in a lot of contact.
I can imagine, no problem at all. So I'm going to start by taking your first sibling's name. Can you just confirm your first sibling's name for me?
It's Russell Taylor.
Yep. Russell Taylor.
Yep. And my sister's name is Fiona Taylor.
Fiona Taylor.
Yep.
You don't know the date of birth by any chance, do you?
No offense, mate, no.
No, honestly, don't worry about it. I can imagine it's been a long time. We just have to ask the questions, okay?
Yes, yep.
Right, bear with me just one moment, bud. So, in regards to your authority you was cared under, was it Edinburgh? Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Edinburgh Council?
Yeah.
Okay, so you went into children's services at 10 years of age. What was the name of the place that you first went into, the first placement? Do you know the name of where it was?
It was Assessment Centre. And that was...
What was the name of it? Or is that what it was called?
Yeah, that's what it was called. Assessment Centre. That was Liberton.
What area?
Liberton.
Yep. Bear with me a moment. I'm just going to see if there's any information on records. And it was in Liberton.
L-I-V-E-R-T-O-N.
Okay, it won't be a moment.
No worries.
How long were you in there for, can I ask?
I was in there for about a year.
Okay.
And then obviously I've been
in
a few other... Yeah, and then obviously I was in a few other places as well.
Okay, what was the other place you went to? Do you remember where you left? Remember where you went to when you went from the assessment centre?
When I left the assessment centre, the other places I was in was a place called Wellington Farm.
Wellington Farm?
Yeah, and that was in Pennycook.
Pennycook?
Yeah. I think that's closed down now.
So, was it Wellington? R-E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N?
No, Wellington. W-E-L-L-T.
called Wellington.
Wellington Farm.
Wellington Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was in Fennycook.
What area was that, do you remember?
Fennycook.
Where? Do you want to spell that for me, please, there?
I think it's E-N...
E-N-N-I-C-O-O-K, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it near Edinburgh, by any chance?
Yeah, it's very close to Edinburgh, yeah. It's not that far away.
Yeah, I've got it here. Bear with me a moment. Yeah. How long was you in there for, Ricky?
I was probably in there for about 6 months.
Okay.
And also I was in a place called Gales Land.
Gales Land, did you say? Gales Land?
Yeah.
How long was you in Gales Land for?
I was in Gales Land for about 6-7 months.
Okay. The period that you spent most of your time, do you know where that was?
Well, the most time I spent in anywhere was 2 years.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And that was my biggest.
Abuse.
Yeah, it was a place called Long Rig, and that's one word, Long Rig.
Yeah.
R-I-G-G. It was called Long Rig End. And that
Long
was
Rig,
I think I was just on the outskirts of a place called Cumbernauld.
Was that a children's home?
I wouldn't say it was a home, but that was the place I had the most abuse.
Right, okay, bear with me a moment, I'm going to get that information down.
Yeah, I spent about 9 months in the separate cells, not being able to have any sort of communication with anybody, doing a stage jacket. Yeah.
Yeah, give me just one moment. I'm just going to pop that down on there, okay? I won't be a moment, pal.
No worries.
Okay. So what I need to put on the report, we need to put a beneficiary on your report. So because the claim is for a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you from now until you receive your payment, let's say, i.e., example, if there was a death to yourself, and you couldn't receive the payment, who would you want the money to go to?
I would want the money to go to my daughter, Danielle Taylor.
Danielle Taylor?
Yeah, Danielle, Taylor.
Danielle Taylor. Okay, that's fine. What's Danielle's date of birth, please? Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot, bud. Sorry about that.
I've got a lot of kids, mate, and birthdays are quite
a bad thing.
They actually come up and they remind me, it's my birthday, Dan.
Okay. If you can't remember, don't worry about that. Do you have a contact number at all for Danielle?
I do, but it's in my phone, mate. I'll see if I can go
into if you just go onto your phone book, go onto your phone book, I'll still remain on the line, don't worry about it.
Right. I'll have a look. Okay, mate.
Sorry?
I'm just going to have a look for you.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time, Ricky.
Right. I've got to remember how to do this. I'm not one of these kind of like computer persons, Again, it's like... right, as I get out of here.
Take your time, pal.
Jesus, man. Right, bring it there. Right, No, that's not it. If you could give me a call back, because I'm trying.
Yeah,
to
I'll ring you. I'll ring you. I'll pop the phone down. I'll ring you straight back in a second, Ricky. Okay.
Right. No worries, mate. Thank you.